You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Hi, my name is Kara, and today is March 25th. Today, we're reading out of the books of 2 Chronicles, the Gospel of John, and 1 Peter. So as we open the scriptures, take this time to pause. Be still and focus on God's word and his presence. Solomon gave orders to build a temple for the name of the Lord and a royal palace for himself. 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 1. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's John chapter 1, verse 14. And you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And that's from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. So the temple, like the tabernacle, was the place where God lived with his people. The temple was the place where God's people could draw near to worship him. But the problem was that it was located in Jerusalem, which meant many had to travel great distances in order to come before God. And the New Testament reveals something far greater, actually. Yes, kings like Solomon are the ones who built the temples, but King Jesus built a different kind of temple. He said that the true temple was his body. And with the coming of that temple, worship is no longer relegated to one place. People can come near to God wherever they are. Jesus is the true temple because he is God in human flesh, living among his people. Believers can draw near to God through Jesus because he has torn down the curtain in the old temple that separated us from God, a feat that he accomplished by means of his death on the cross. In addition, God's people are now the temple of God. That's you and that's me. So the church is Christ's body, and the Spirit of God dwells in us. King Jesus is building a temple made of living stones. And someday, the true temple will be, according to Revelation chapter 21, verse 22, the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. And so then, God will forever live among his people with no barriers separating us. Hallelujah. And praise God. Let's pray together. Jesus, never let me forget that I am part of your body and that your Holy Spirit lives within me. Help me to always live mindful of these truths. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.